It's marvelous. I'm a native Texan. I was born here. And I think you realize, or I realized personally, when my ship came in, when the tuna stuff started to happen, and I had the kind of personal and financial security to live anywhere I wanted to, you realize you're where you want to be.
Well, you were telling me that Vera Karp, one of your alter egos, was not very happy about this award.
No, she's not happy about it at all. Because she didn't get it. She's a very self-centered person.
So she won't be making an appearance.
No. She won't get near it. She called last night and gave me her lawyer's number. And, she's litigious. She went to TCU. She was a TCU girl. Mm-hmm. They get a little bitter. They get a little bitter after the first facelift. And so...
How important do you think these awards are to the cultural life of Texas?
Well, I think they're vital. And I think that we will be up there with, the likes of historically Robert Rauschenberg and all the Sleep at the Wheel folk, Tommy Lee Jones, on and on. Just the people this year, Steve Miller's being recognized, he was one of my favorite people and truly one of my favorite musicians back when I first met Joe. We listened to a lot of Steve Miller while indulging in behavior that is totally legal in Washington State and Colorado now, that we would all end up on the same stage together. The Kimball Museum people, my favorite museum in the world.
Well, Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
One of the stars from Desperate Housewives.
How wonderful.
She's a major activist for Latinas.
She has done so much. This is the thing about Texans. We get involved.
What, guys, has activism taken in your professional life?
Oh, my gosh. Our activism has been total. We sold every script, everything we sold that had our signature on it went to Fight AIDS, went to Equity Fights AIDS, went to take care of people. We were on the streets early on during the AIDS epidemic when politicians wouldn't mention it. Mm-hmm. We fought hard for civil rights, for gay rights, big in environmental causes. Worked on political campaigns. One of my proudest things ever. Just our writing itself is a form of political activism. So many of the people that we wrote about in Greater Tuna, which was considered by some to be heavy-handed satire, it's turned out that 30 years later, a lot of these people who believe specifically those things are sitting in the halls of Congress. The night that we get the award, I'm going to be up there with a lot of politicians that I do not agree with on any single issue, but I intend to have a very good time, and I hope they do too. And I hope that evening is just a celebration of Texas and art and a joyous experience.